You're listening to Real World News.
Crisis. They cannot be involved in the real solutions. The World Bank should not have any role in climate finance. The same goes for transnational companies, he said. They only provide false solutions as agrofuels, GMOs, large-scale plantations, mega dams, red projects, reducing emissions from deforestation and forest degradation in developing countries, he said. Valdemir said that the real solutions to the climate crisis are related to the North countries taking responsibility for their actions, and he made reference to climate finance. The rich countries committed under the UN Framework Convention on Climate Change to provide adequate, sufficient, and necessary finance so that developing countries can address the impacts. They need to comply, he said. Valdemir also regretted that industrialized countries are counting official development funds as climate finance, when the funds for climate change adaptation and mitigation should be additional. Friends of the Earth International's Economic Justice Resisting Neoliberalism Program Coordinator urged rich countries to comply with their commitments under the Climate Convention, especially in terms of emission reductions and finance. There is no more time. We can't afford waiting until South Africa 2011 or Seoul 2012, the next UN conference on climate change, he said. This crisis is causing devastation now. Our peoples are being already displaced. They had to leave their lands, mangroves, shores, and they were forced to stop producing food due to the impacts of climate change. And he concluded, we have no more time left. We need to commit ourselves now, here at this COP16 in Cancun.
You're listening to Real World News.